This is the Joey English Show, Red Hot Treasure Chest for Kids and Pets.
Okay, Joey pals, Tuesday means Aqua California Bistro, great food at the river. AquaRanchoMirage.com is the website, 862-9800. If you like eating at Lulu's, it's the same menu. Thank you, Jerry Keller. I may keep that. You've got passes to the Air Museum. I call it the Patriotic Center of the Coachella Valley. Get one of those vintage airplane rides. 778-6262, psairmuseum.org. More food, the best Mexican food in the valley, Maracas Mexican Cantina and Grill. You've got a $30 gift certificate. You can use it at the store next to the Sonny Bono statue on South Palm Canyon in Palm Springs, or the store, they call them stores, they really do, next to the movies on Dinah Shore. But it's good both places. Maracas-restaurant.com.
Hola, Joey pals. This is Todd Flood. Come join us at Maracas.
More food. You've got a coupon from McDonald's. You can use it at any of Dick Shalab's 33 stores. McDonald's.com. And it works this way. Ray, you didn't have children. Did Steve have children?
No.
Okay.
Neither of us had children.
Nancy Tappick didn't, so we'll use Joey's three. Make those kids work.
Okay.
We'll take the third caller at 323-JOEY. 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. And if you're caller number three, I'll mail everything out to you. I'm in my 26th year on the air, and I couldn't have done it without you. Thank you so much. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. And we'll see you here when we spin the wheel. Get ready. When it's Halloween, and we have our costume contest. So thank you for making this program what you have. Okay, Joey pals, we've got a new face, a new voice, a new business to welcome to Palm Springs and to become a pal Joey. No, a Joey pal. Pal Joey's the movie. All my listeners are Joey pals. Okay, so we say hello to, tell me your name.
Ken Cross.
And it's K-E-N-N, Joey pals, C-R-O-S-S, right?
Correct. You got it.
Okay. Tell me, you left us and you came back. Everyone does.
Yeah, I actually left about 9 years ago. And since then, I've lived in Arizona, Michigan, and most recently in Italy. So it was time to come back to the United States. Some personal reasons, helping my father out and my mom because my dad's elderly and needed some help. And now that we got him back and stable, I decided to come back to Palm Springs and start all over again.
We always tell people when they leave, call us when you come back. Everything is forgiven. Come home, everything is forgiven. Okay, what were you doing when you left us?
Well, basically, I'm an interior designer and a landscape architect. I do commercial, residential, pretty much anything and everything. And I had a really good business here. Palm Springs was extremely good to me, especially a lot of the Canadians that come down here and buy houses. And pretty much 95% of my work was surprise reveals. So the
Wait. What does that mean?
So surprise reveal, basically it's the client would come down from Canada, they would buy a house and it was completely empty and they'd write me a check, they leave town and I would completely furnish, decorate it and appoint it down to even hangers in a closet, but all of the furniture, all of the art, accessories, down to mixers, blenders, toaster ovens, pots, pans and dishes, I would do everything.
Oh, wow.
And then I would call them and within 30 days, I always completed a home in 30 days, they would come down. And it was the surprise reveal. They had no idea what colors were going to be in the house. They had no idea what type of furniture. They basically were a really good referral system because when they, it became a joke to the point that the Canadians referred so many of their friends to me that when I went to go interview them, as far as how do you want your house to look, they would say, we were told to write you a check and to shut our mouths and not to say anything because you would give us far above and beyond anything we could ever tell you to give us. So they really didn't want to tell me anything. They would say, here's the money, bye-bye. And literally, I had people pushing me out the door. Just we're going to leave in 2 days and the house is yours. Here's the key.
I got a million questions. Hang on, because you're sitting in my house and you can tell I love my house and I have definite ideas. Do these people look at pictures that you've done? Do they have any ideas of their own? Because a lot of people don't know what their own taste is or if they even have good taste.
You are so right. Honestly, the people who do say this is exactly what we want, typically that's not what they want. But you have to be able to read them. From the point is, a lot of times I will look at the way they dress, and that tells me a lot about the kind of colors that they really like.
Everything's red in my house, Joey Pals. You're not surprised, are you, Joey Pals? Okay.
I actually did two houses for two married ladies who were sisters, and both of them said, we need red in every room. And I said, I'll give you red in every room except your bedroom, because you won't be able to sleep well if I put red in the bedroom. But the clients basically, they trusted me, not from past pictures they've seen, but they had gone to their friends' houses and walked in and said, we have to have this guy's name to do our house.
But they didn't, all the houses didn't turn out the same.
No, I never repeat anything twice. I won't even use the same piece of furniture in people's houses who even slightly know each other or referred me. But the good thing is that, you know, being in California, we have access to so many warehouses, so many different styles of furniture. But you really have to look at the house and determine what the house needs to complement the house. You know, there are a lot of people who buy an English Tudor home and they want a Japanese garden out front. I'm like, no. Or they want, you know, a real modern furniture, but they have a traditional home. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to give you a cleaner look for your traditional home, but I will not put mid-century modern furniture in your traditional home because it's going to clash. So I would walk away from plenty of jobs where people insisted on a certain style. I always did what was appropriate, and I knew they would love it, and I never even had a client turn back one piece of furniture, let alone a house full.
I bet, though, there have been people that you've said, thank you, this isn't workable. I can't do your house.
Oh, absolutely. Whether it was the landscape or the interior design. And something that might surprise most people, but if I didn't like the personality of how the husband and wife relayed with each other, if I felt it was kind of, bad energy, that's exactly what it is. If I felt it was not conducive to what I did, I didn't want to be a part of their lives. And I would make up an excuse that I was too busy to take their job, even if it was a referral.
Oh, you can use my line. Yeah. I'm sorry. Thank you for thinking of me. This just isn't workable. What's your astrological sign?
I'm Pisces.
When is that?
That's March. I'm March 9th, and I'm very, very, very much a Pisces in almost every single aspect.
So your rising sign, your sun sign, and your moon are all Pisces?
I believe I have Aries as my rising, because there's some parts of my personality, which you'll get to know as you get to know me.
I'm a triple Scorpio. It's easy. I'm not easy. I didn't mean that. Scorpios are very mysterious.
You heard that, people.
Okay, I want to make sure we get all this done. You're going to start a business here. We'll catch up as the months go by, but what are you going to do and how can we partake of it?
Well, basically, the only thing I have up and running right now, everything else has been shut down to allow for this rebranding, but it's Ken Shui, K-E-N-N-S-H-U-I, and that's on Instagram, kind of a play on Feng Shui.
K-E-N-N-S-H-U-I.
Yeah, so it's Ken Shui, kind of like either your way or Ken Shui. So it's my, but it's really, it all has to do with the psychology behind design, and I'm trying to help designers be better designers by being more responsible to the homeowner. Despite what they ask for, you have to do what's right. And when it comes to psychology, you know, you could design a restaurant and pick a color for the wall that's beautiful, but is it a color that's going to be an appetite suppressant? Well, you don't want that in a restaurant. You want an appetite stimulant. Are you going to pick this color for your bedroom? Well, is that a good color that represents and helps with sleeping? Or is it a color that's going to make you too anxious before you go to bed? It's trying to be psychologically more in tune. Even the shapes of windows and shapes of mirrors, all of those things. And, you know, I always say that something good always comes out of something bad. You know, we've all been through this horrible time with the pandemic. However, the blessing that's come out of it is these things that I've been preaching for over 30 years are now scientifically proven. All the tests have been done. How does the height of a ceiling affect a person? How does a color affect a person? The shape of a window, whether it's a hospital or a residence or a commercial building, whatever it is. So it's taking that next step in design to make people feel the way they want to feel in their space, not just love their space, but to actually control their emotions and give them the emotions. Are they dealing with stress? Help them get rid of that stress through the colors you choose.
So you're going to have to go into everybody's house if they already have a house and walk through it with them and then give them your honest opinion.
Absolutely. And as of right now, I'm not really doing a lot of decorating jobs. I've been turning them down. In fact, today I turned down a big $8 million house in L.A. Last month, I turned in a $14 million house in Paradise Valley, Arizona, because I really want to get more into the education side of this.
Are you going to have classes maybe?
Yeah, I'm going to do online classes as well as probably some in person. Some people will have me come and do meetings. Like when I lived in San Diego, they had me come to the garden clubs and teach people. I did a national television show, for Celebrity Home Improvement Show. I've done a lot of TV spots, a lot of magazine articles. And I really want to bring this to the desert, because no matter how beautiful the homes are, we can always take it to that next level. And that doesn't mean spending money. It could be the placement of the things you already have.
I've always said when I give classes, I'll say, take all the accessories out of the room and put them back in one at a time or different. Now, I have nothing but projects in my house, but I like having projects. And clutter is always bad, right?
Well,
clutter's the enemy of creativity, I've always said. What? Am I wrong?
It depends, because in everybody's eyes, clutter is something different. There could be a collection.
Collections.
Some people could see it as clutter. Other people see it as, oh my God, look at this amazing collection. Your home is a prime example that, I mean, I could spend an entire day here, and I want to know the story behind everything you have, because you can feel what's coming off of these things. You don't just go to the store and select some things. Okay. Everything in your house that I'm looking at right now from where I'm sitting has a personality to it, and it's part of who you are. That's what a home is supposed to be. That's what a difference between a home and a house. House is for show. Home is where you feel good and your heart is, and when your guests walk in the door, they know this is your home just by looking at it.
And it looks like I have guns. Joey pals know my house is all. We used to say cowboys and Indians, but I've been corrected. It's cowboys and native people. We're out of time, but you're going to join us on a regular basis. How can people continue the conversation with you?
Well, they can reach me through Kenshway on Instagram. Eventually, maybe 3 months from now, I'll get the new website up. Can I give my phone number? Is that okay? So my phone number is 586-665-7886. Otherwise, kencross@aol.com.
I'll put all this up on joeyenglish.com because he's saying it fast, isn't it?
Yeah, KENNCROSS. @AOL.com. And I'm more than willing to talk to people and help them get to that next level in their life. I look forward to it.
Well, welcome home. As we say, all is forgiven. Thanks for stopping by. Now we'll go look at the rest of my house.
That sounds fantastic. You can't stop me.
Joey pals, here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals, ACT Tours says there are 7 days in a week. Some day isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with ACT. This Palm Springs based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all 7 continents at prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. Come with me to Dubai next March, $19.95, including air. Visit act-tours.com or 322-1247 for a menu of both international tours and day excursions. Dana Haynes, astrologyworldnews.com. You're under the sign of Leo, Joey pals, until August 22nd. For your own information about your own astrological sign, check her out at the Mothership and get the exact news up to the second, minute, hour, day, week, month, and beyond. astrologyworldnews.com. Remember, Dana Haynes told me live on the radio the Friday before 9/11. And I was trying to shut her up because it was live. And I thought, there goes my credibility. So now we believe everything she says. Desert Water Agency, DWA.org, approved new water restrictions. No sprinklers during daylight hours. There are fines now. Restaurants can only serve water upon request. Go to DWA.org/save and learn about incentives on grass removal, smart controllers, and efficient sprinkler heads. Just fabulous. I love their website, the letter B, justfabulous.com. Gifts for kids and pets, perfect for Sunny Cool Cat. Huge orders of books, gifts, candles, and more. New collection of retro pool floats. Lalo Visions. Oh, listen to me get peaceful. L-A-L-O Visions. Connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, the psychic to the psychics, to find out what the week holds for you. Lalo's detailed messages delivered at his office overlooking Joshua Tree National Park. I don't want to call it an office. It's more like a sanctuary. Let me think about that. It's in nearby Yucca Valley. It will astound you. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant, 401-1810, or visit his website for more. It's a great gift idea. You'll thank me. The Palm Springs Aerial Tramway has done a wonderful thing. For the whole month of August, they're giving free rides up, and because we love you down, to all our first responders. Isn't that wonderful? And then there's like a 25% reduction in the price of the ticket for the tram to the families or for the people going with the first responder. Check it all out. And don't forget to eat at Peaks. Marty Wiviette and I went up there and had caviar and steaks. I have to go now. Okay, pstramway.com. Last but not least, the Palm Springs Cultural Center, Camelot Theater, home of the world's best popcorn. psculturalcenter.org. Pick from some of these things. Live music in the VIP lounge, no cover, two drink minimum, Soulful Sundays with Keisha D, pick Mon Petit Salon, pick Wednesdays Live as a Cabaret with Les, pick Jazz on the Second Floor, pick Cocktails and Classics, or pick the movies in the historic Camelot Theaters. Thus, into the reading of the Joey English Desert Datebook. Okay, Joey pals, tomorrow, Wednesday, I'm going to have a senior moment. Until then, you be well and all the best.